How many are grad students? A lot of them? Okay. Well, good. All of them. Good. You should all be grad students. I just want to talk about sort of my life and my career decisions. Life is a series of small decisions. And when I started out in high school, I like John Lennon. And this is a picture of the Strawberry Fields Memorial at Central Park in New York City, outside of John Lennon's apartment where he got shot. In your mind's eye, you need to imagine what you want to do. You need to think about it, have your dreams and your passions. And then what you want to do, you need to write it down on a paper, on a piece of paper. That's what I did. And it's real simple to do. That way you've got your goal written down, and you go from there. Navigating your future, you need to know your morals and your values. And you use that as a compass to guide you making decisions. Because once you have your morals down and your values, decision making is pretty easy. It's an obstacle comes up to you. You say, "Well, what do I do?" Well, you can go through it, around it, or over it. And how you do that, how you behave, is going to help you navigate through life. I always believe that, you know, you've heard the passion, follow your passion, or the saying, follow your passion. But what I like to do is, you see, don't follow it. You need to bring it with you. Everywhere you go, whether it's, you know, I've detasseled corn, I love doing that. You've got to bring that passion with you. Dirty jobs, and nothing is below you. You got to make your job fun. And for me personally, this may not be for everybody, but you need to develop faith. This is what I did, and I mastered that, and I used that through my life decisions, how I got to where I am today. And what I mean by faith is, you know, I'm Catholic, so I follow the Catholic doctrine. You know, there's other religions you can use, or there's other sort of religious beliefs that you can have besides the major ones. My career is kind of zigzagged. I've had a lot of government jobs, whether it be public service or academia. I've also done some private sector work. I like private sector versus industry because what I believe is there's in horticulture, there's basically three different types of people that work in horticulture. There's the academics and the government, which are the brains, and then you've got the growers, which are the legs and the arms, and then you've got the industry, which is the spine, sort of puts everything together. Without one of those three in that equation, it doesn't work very well, and you need to follow a goal. And once you get that goal as an industry, you'll do very well. I was born and raised in Illinois, small town. I wanted to get out, see the world. Moved to Missouri, took my undergrads there in botany. That's how I wanted to get out of town. Some people stayed in state. I wanted to get out of town and just see the world. From there, I got my master's at Clemson, South Carolina. I knew I was interested in plants, and it was just happened to be that there was some funding for a particular in turfgrass pathology. There was a lot of funding there, so I went there and got that. It was warm climate, and I wanted to go back home. And I remember driving with my wife in a U-Haul trailer, pulling into Madison, Wisconsin in December, and we just moved from South Carolina, where it was warm, and there was air temperature was minus 27, and there was 4 feet of snow. And I thought, what did I just do? Coming here to Wisconsin. Got my PhD there. We moved closer to our family. My family and my wife's family were in the Chicago area, so it was we wanted to be close to them because we missed them. It was hard for us to get together for, you know, holidays and stuff. So we moved back home. I did a stint in Japan with the National Science Foundation. That was eye-opening for me, a giant culture shock, and it was fascinating, and I learned a lot. While I was in my PhD program and with NSF, I decided I did not want to do a postdoc. I figured, you know, the way I did it, I was 30, and I'm like, you want to get my PhD? Seriously, you want me to do more at a university? You want me to be a postdoc after I get my PhD? I said, no more postdocs. And so I didn't do one. Went right into the private sector. I worked for True Green Chemlon just for a year. My wife didn't like Ohio, and we moved back home. And I stayed there for a full year. She worked for the governor of Wisconsin, and I ended up with an appointment at the Department of Agriculture, Wisconsin. We sprayed for gypsy moths, and it was quite a risky job to be in the airplanes, air tractors, and all that. So that was sort of a public service job that was. And that is a different culture than academia. It was very unionized, and I remember getting reprimanded for not taking my afternoon and my morning breaks and writing in red ink and stuff like that. So there's a completely different culture in public service than there is in academia and also private sector. After that, my wife, she got a great job at CBS Radio in St. Louis, so she does, she's the bacon, she brings home the bacon, and she does a great job. She does the morning show, KMOX in St. Louis. We moved there because we couldn't say no to that position, and it was St. Louis is a very nice town to live in, nice city, good standard of living, cost is, housing is cheaper than, say, Chicago. Once I was in St. Louis, I did I was a university fellow at Southeast Missouri State University, where I grew viticulture. I grew grapes. I started a viticulture program there, and that was a very interesting job that I got to do. I had the privilege of doing a 2-acre vineyard, and university ended up selling the land for an industrial park. So that was disappointing, but good experience. Going into my third year at Southeast Missouri, my wife and I decided we were going to adopt children, and we did so, and it just wasn't feasible because Southeast Missouri State is 2.5 hours away. So what I would do is I'd stay during the week down in Cape Girardeau in my own apartment down there, and then I'd drive home and see her on the weekends. But once we got kids, it just changed my whole life. I worked a bit for a company, Hummert, in St. Louis. It wasn't exciting for me anymore, so I started my own business. And then I joined Hort Americas about a year ago, and I really enjoy it. I work out of my home, my third floor office. So I drop the kids off at school about a mile away, come back, make a pot of coffee, get to work, and it's great. I got a 12-foot by 18-foot lab in my basement, a grow room, and then a lab off the side of it. So it's great. I get to have my lab in my basement. My kids love it. As far as, you know, goals for my career, I needed to go back and talk a little bit about my life goals. My goals were I wanted to earn my PhD, I wanted to fall in love, raise a family, and then push the circle of life forward with love. And I wanted to contribute significantly to society. I didn't want to do anything. I'd worked in turf grass for my master's and my PhD, so that was a long time. And I just kept thinking, really? This is grass. I can't feed anybody with it. And I was a diagnostician. I started the lab there, and I just got sick of seeing dead grass samples come into my lab. I just couldn't see that was really contributing to society. So now I'm in food, and we're doing a lot of vertical farming work and helping feed the world, so I feel really good about that. Love is what it's all about. This is the true love kiss at Truman State. Me and my wife, 1985. That's what life is all about. The two miracles that came into my life, Kaylee Grace on the right, we adopted her from China, and then Bekele Sidata, we adopted him from Ethiopia. Those were just very humbling experiences to go over and meet our children for the first time. Family, for me, is what it's all about. And so what I do in my profession, I just make do what I can do and just am open to anything. Because in the end, it's the little things that matter most. And that's just kind of how my life has ended for me to go right here. And I'm happy to answer any questions at this time. Sure.
Do you think working in the industry has helped you with your life goals, being that you could be more flexible?
Yeah, definitely. Working at home, my third floor office is great. No commute. Industry for me, I think, my personality, it's a little bit better. Some of the government jobs, there's a different culture. I remember I saved the Department of Ag $1.2 million by just changing our spray patterns, and they didn't like that. The governor loved it, but the department, the Plant Industry Bureau, did not like that because their motto, well, they had a saying that was, if you don't spend it, the money, you lose it. And so they wrote something in legislation that was coming up, and where they could take that $1.2 million and then redirect it into general spending for the department. So everybody got new computers, and I got a big brand new red truck, and that, to me, I didn't really like that. So I think the culture shift between government and academia and industry, they're all different. And for me, it was the industry. I really loved that freedom. I think I had more freedom. It just depends on where you work. But that's it. That's it. Anybody else? Yes.
So to what extent do you get to choose the sort of tasks that you work on?
I have goals. I meet with my my boss, Chris Higgins, and we set goals for the end of the year. And I just have to complete those tasks, those goals. How I do that, that's probably my only freedom, but they're great goals. Like this year it was developing a new fertilizer. We did that. Developing a new core plug. We did that. Going to conferences. Stuff like that. So basically I can somewhat determine my goals. My boss has to approve them. So he's very flexible. Yes?
Can you comment on, a lot of us are grad students, and I think we all care about little things, but typically work tends to come first. Can you sort of just comment on, you seem to be big on little things in life and love, and how does that sort of fit in when work is kind of everything and number one?
Yeah. Well, you can just the little things, like, I remember like writing notes to my wife when I had to go to the lab when I was in grad school. Little notes like that, love notes. Just keep in touch with her, phone calls, because that is, that degree is, it does, it's going to give you money and satisfaction, success. But in the end, it's I think it's the relationships that you have, your family and your children. But some people who don't want to have family and children, that's fine. But little things like that, I think, helped me out. So, and I think, yeah.
So you said you had your own company.
Yeah, I still do, yeah.
Still do?
Yeah. I'm a certified crop advisor with the American Society of Agronomy. That's fun. I don't earn as much money doing that as I do working for Horde Americas. Helping local growers, apple growers, tomato growers, grape growers, strawberry growers, doing soil tests if they have a disease problem. One was a herbicide drift problem. There was a lawsuit, and I helped them out on that. Yeah.
So you mentioned, this is nice and flexible, and you get to work from home. What would you say like a typical work day looks like?
So drop the kids off. I'm back to work, 8. I do the emails first, get those out of the way. Look at my goals, my projects that I have to do. And I use this thing called the tomato thing. You work on a project for like a half hour, and then you take a 5-minute break. I've got a stationary bike. I use that. I do like 5-minute bike rides in between projects. And
what about, you said you have that lab in your basement? Like, what's
the Oh, okay. Okay, in the basement we're a hydroponic company, so I've got two NFT systems in my basement. And so when I do that, I'll go down and monitor the pH and the EC and make sure the lettuce or the basil or whatever, arugula, is doing well. And, take pictures, characterize growth and stuff like that. And then, of course, I have to clean them out at the end of the thing, and I get, 50 pounds of lettuce. My neighbors love me when I harvest it, and I give most of it. I am a track coach for inner city kids, and I give it to them too. So, but yeah, I get a lot of lettuce. My neighbors love me, but thanks. We can talk a little bit later. Thank you.
Thank you.